Are you too tired to dream? Or are you too weary to let your mind wander over distant hills and cool your feet in streams fed by hidden springs? What a dreamer the creator of life must be. For as long as a man has a dream in his heart, he cannot lose the significance of living. Man cannot continue long to live if the dream in the heart has perished. It is then that they stop hoping, stop looking, and the last embers of their anticipations fade away. Has that happened to you? I wonder. The dream in the heart is the outlet. It is one with the living water welling up from the very springs of our being, nourishing and sustaining all of life. Where there is no dream, the life becomes a swamp, a dreary, dead place. And deep within, in the quiet recesses of his spirit, the man discovers that his heart begins to rot. The dream need not be some great and overwhelming plan. Such may be crucial for some. Such may be significant for a particular moment in human history. But it is not in these grand ways that the dream nourishes life. For what is the dream? The dream is the quiet persistence in the heart that enables a man to ride out the storms of his churning experiences. It is his protection against the cruel vicissitudes of fortune. It is the exciting whisper moving through all the aisles of his spirit, answering the monotony of limitless days of dull routine. It is the ever-recurring melody in the midst of the broken harmony and harsh discords of human conflict. It is the touch of significance which highlights the ordinary experience, the common event. The dream is no outward thing. It does not take its rise from the environment in which one moves or functions. The dream lives in the inward parts. It is deep within, where the issues of life and death are ultimately determined. Keep alive the dream. For as long as a man has a dream in his heart, he cannot lose the significance of living.